This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections is in top gear as leaders of various political parties are campaigning across states to woo the voters. The leaders are leaving no stone unturned as the poll date for the first phase approaches. Polling for this phase is on 19th of this month in 102 constituencies spread across 21 states and union territories. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address two public meetings in Gaya and Purnia in Bihar today in support of NDA candidates. First election rally will be held in Gaya parliamentary constituency, where Prime Minister will address a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan this morning. The second public meeting will be held at Rangbhumi Maidan in Purnia this afternoon. After the announcement of Lok Sabha elections, this is the third visit of Prime Minister Modi to Bihar. Earlier, he had held public meetings in Jamui and Nawada parliamentary constituencies this month. Polling in Gaya is in the first phase on 19th, while Purnia Lok Sabha segment will go to the polls on 26th of this month in the second phase. Prime Minister will also address two public meetings in West Bengal today. He will address a Vijay Sankalp Yatra at Balurghat Railway Ground in support of party's Lok Sabha candidate from Balurghat parliamentary constituency. Later, he will address another meeting at Raiganj. With the Lok Sabha elections in Uttarakhand drawing near, the state's major political parties, Congress and BJP, are ramping up their campaign activities. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah is slated to address a public gathering at Kot Dwar within the Garhwal parliamentary constituency this afternoon. BJP has fielded Anil Baluni for the Garhwal Lok Sabha seat against Ganesh Godial of Congress. The campaign machinery of Congress, BSP and Uttarakhand Kranti Dal is also operating at full throttle. Notably, on April 19th, a significant 83,37,914 eligible voters in the state will exercise their franchise, determining the electoral fate of 55 candidates vying for the five Lok Sabha seats. Kuwait's Emir appointed Ahmed Abdullah Al Ahmed Al Sabah as the new Prime Minister of Kuwait yesterday. This decision follows the resignation of former Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed Sabah Al Salem Al Sabah on 7th of this month, shortly after being designated to form a government. Sheikh Mohammed submitted his cabinet's resignation a day before following the election of a new parliament on 4th of this month. Sheikh Ahmed's appointment came after the election of a new parliament, the fourth since December 2020. The new Prime Minister was Minister of Finance and Communications from 1999 to 2005 before serving as the Minister of Health, Minister of Oil and Minister of Information from 2006 to 2011. Noted Carnatic musician K.G. Jain passed away at Tiruppunithura in Kochi early this morning. He was 90. Known for his devotional songs, Jain composed more than 1,000 songs and has been the music director for a few Malayalam and Tamil films. He, along with his twin brother, late K.G. Vijayan, was known in the world of South Indian music as Jaya Vijaya Brothers. A Padma Shri recipient, Jain was also awarded the Kerala Sangeet Academy and the Hari Varsanam Awards. Malayalam actor Manoj K. Jain is his younger son. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning over northeast India till the 21st of this month. The Weather Department said these conditions will prevail over parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya during the next 6 days. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Royal Bengaluru by 25 runs at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a target of 288 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru made 262 for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.